This is the local VK5 news segment.
The VI5 Marconi Special Event Callsign. Trevor, VK5ATQ, has received an email from Fred, VK4FE, VK3DAC, asking if any VK5s would like to use the special event callsign VI5 Marconi during the month of September. If you're interested, please email Trevor, VK5ATQ, at vk5atq@wia.org.au, and he will forward your request on to Fred. While mentioning Trevor's email address, we're desperately short of stations to put the Sunday broadcast to air on HF and to conduct the callback afterwards. We need at least 3 volunteers. If you're prepared to help out, email Trevor and offer your services. If you want more information, you can phone Trevor on 8380 5542.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. First up, congratulations to Rafik Bulka for achieving his F-Call license. The call sign is VK5FRZD, and we hope to hear you on the air soon. On Wednesday last, Ian, VK5ZD, gave a talk on microwave transmissions and a very informative display of antennas and hardware with tips on construction with easy-to-understand instructions. Well done, Ian. Steve VK5AIM gave a short talk on wireless by the waves, which we at EARC usually carry out at or near the large jetty. He has proposed widening the scope of the event to encompass the Adelaide and SA seafronts. More on this will follow. I have arranged the fifth Wednesday dinner at the Midway Tavern at the corner of Midway and Yorktown Roads on the 29th of August, which is the fifth Wednesday, and it's commencing at 6 p.m. The next general meeting is on Wednesday the 5th of September. The next tech night is on Wednesday the 19th of September, and the topic will be optical transmission. Bruce VK5VAB's arrangements for Jota and Jotai are progressing. Do not forget to register your interest with him. The 20th and 21st of October will soon creep up upon you. The club meets on the 1st and 3rd Wednesdays of each month, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. At the last general meeting, I called for volunteers to carry out two important tasks. The first of these was a call for members to assist with the Jota event on the 20th of October 2018. We've been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at the Shack. We're also looking for a volunteer to take over writing AHA's notes for the amateur radio newsletter from Christine, who has been doing this task for many years. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to the WIA for inclusion in amateur radio. And if you're prepared to help out AHA's with these important functions, please send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. When the tower and repeater refurbishments have been finished, we will be converting the other shed at the Shack site to a clean and secure storage for the Girl Guides, much like we did for our Shack several years ago. We will need our great work crew once again, and if you can be available, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email, at tmolde@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for AHAS so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235-0634 and leave a message. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 24th of August. The next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday the 8th of August. The next technical session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 25th of August, and Jim, VK5TR, and Barry, VK5BW, will explain oscilloscopes and spectrum analyzers in some detail with an interesting show-and-tell session. Events at the shack run from 9 o'clock till about midday. The ANR shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. General meetings are not held in the months of December and January. Guest speaker for the next general meeting on August the 16th will be Wayne, VK5APN, and this will be about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. Looking still further ahead, September the 20th general meeting, we'll learn about the history of the Mount Lofty beacons presented by Colin and Mark. The next member's show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you will have time to finish a UFO. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au or catch up with me at the next general meeting or a shack morning. That's all for this week, 73.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Trevor, VK5NC, is still in hospital but is slowly making progress. We look forward to Trevor returning to the fold very soon and wish him well on his road to recovery. Southeast Radio Group President Peter has upgraded his call sign. Previously VK5 Kilo Bravo Foxtrot, Peter is now the proud custodian of VK5 Bravo Echo. Congratulations on the two-letter call, Pete. Planning and some experimental work has already gone into our group's participation in the 2018 Teagle Excavations ARB Pines Enduro 400. To be held from the 21st of September to the 23rd in the Teagles Quarry, just south of Millicent and in the forest close by, it will be round 6 of the ARB Australian Off-Road Racing Championships. Surge has again been asked to provide trackside comms in the forest on the Sunday, and we will be providing live video coverage over the Saturday and Sunday as well. Our team has been experimenting with live video from the forest sections being transmitted back to the start area for showing on the big screen opposite the pits. Hopefully all goes well for the event itself, and a big well done to the video group. We seem to be getting quite a name for this sort of coverage and have now been involved in the Pines event for a number of years, as well as the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb and the inaugural Port Lincoln Street Race, last year in a consulting role only. We have collected quite an impressive array of video cameras and associated equipment thanks to the very dedicated efforts of our newly minted video group, and we thank them for their enthusiasm and energy. Not much else has been happening lately because of, I suspect, the very cold, wet and miserable weather. It actually seems wrong to be complaining about our wet weather when many to our north are in the grip of a devastating drought. We certainly live in a land of extremes. That's all I have for you this week, and so, as always, I pass on the best wishes of all of our members for the coming week and say 73 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les VK5KLD with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, thanks very much, Brian, for doing last week's broadcast. Yeah, I wasn't quite up to it. I got some sort of bug. I think I was standing too close to the computer or something. But anyway, we're not feeling too bad now, so we're back to the usual broadcast. And because of this bug that I've had, I haven't had a chance to get out and pick us a suitable venue for the fifth Friday night dinner, but I'll get out during the week and get us a suitable place, and I'll let you know. So don't forget, Friday the 31st of August will be the North East Radio Club fifth Friday night dinner. And next Friday night will be the tech night Friday the 24th of August, and it's the QCX construction night. So if you want to come along and you want to build one of these kits, then don't forget to bring all of your tools and equipment. You'll need soldering iron and cutters and magnifying light, etc., and probably a power cord extension. So don't forget, next Friday night is the QCX construction night, and everybody will be making a start on their project. So come along and see what's happening. Well, that's all we've got for this week. Short and sweet. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
The VI5 Marconi Special Event Callsign. Trevor, VK5ATQ, has received an email from Fred, VK4FE, VK3DAC, asking if any VK5s would like to use the special event callsign VI5 Marconi during the month of September. If you're interested, please email Trevor, VK5ATQ, at VK5ATQ@wia.org.au, and he will forward your request on to Fred. While mentioning Trevor's email address, we're desperately short of stations to put the Sunday broadcast to air on HF and to conduct a call back afterwards. We need at least 3 volunteers. If you're prepared to help out, email Trevor and offer your services. If you want more information, you can phone Trevor on 8380 5542.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.